Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shvi, Staff and Tess in the Ois Vodor edition, Perek Shvi in the middle of Aloha base. We're starting the Munches Amud base, six lines from the bottom. The Gemara is quoting the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Oimer Ein LeKotov Shvi, Zipreshu Peri. So Kotov is a sap that comes out of a tree, and the Reb Shimon says it doesn't have a din of Shvi because it's not considered to be a fruit. Says the Gemara, Pedos Reb Yosef Shab Yechron. Reb Shimon is like Reb Yeshua. Which Reb Yeshua? The Tanit Amar, we learn over there. Om Reb Yeshua Shamati, Shamami B'sorif Ha'olin, O B'sorif Ha'ikorin, Mutar, B'sorif Ha'pakid Asur, Mipnei Shua Peri. Meaning, referring to Orla. You're not allowed to enjoy Orla. Orla is Isur Ano. What happens about the sap that comes out of Orla? So Reb Yeshua says, if it's coming out of the leaves, or it's coming out of the roots, it's mutter. Does it have a din of Orla? If it's coming out of the pagim, meaning the raw fruits, then it's also because it's a fruit. So the same way Reb Shimon over here says that the sap coming out of the tree doesn't have a din of shviz because it's not the fruit. It's exactly like Reb Yeshua, says the Gemara right now, that says by Orla, the only sap that comes out of the fruit has a din of a fruit that has an isur of Orla. Continues the Gemara that from Tessa Mutafen says, Omar Zehiru Larpedos, says he can't say that. Because there, Aloch is like a Yeshua. We pass like a Yeshua that the sap of Orla is only a problem when it comes out of the fruit. But here by Shemito, we know Tanakam against Reb Shimon, we pass like Tanakam. So we don't hold that the sap that comes out of the tree doesn't have Dusha Shvis. So the Chur you see from here, it's not exactly the same. So the Gemara now is going to explain what's the difference between Reb Shimon's Shita by Shemito and Reb Yeshua's Shita by fruits. And we're going to learn it the way Reb Chaim learns it as we go through with Reb Chaim's Shita, now how he explains the Gemara. So according to Reb Chaim, the following answer is said. This is the Girsa. Omer Reb Yoina V'dami Hilichol Dover is exactly the same. There's a big difference. Kotof Botel Gebei Sirfoy. The Kotof is Botel to the fruit. Yelin, not Elon. Eilin, these. Einu Botel Gebei Sirfoy is not Botel to the fruit. Meaning, by Orlo, I'm looking on the fruit. What I care about is the fruit. The only thing that has Orla is fruits. If you have a tree that has no fruit, it doesn't have din Orla. Orla is specifically to the fruit. So then the question is the sap connected to the fruit or not? We say, what's the ikar in the tree? In the tree, the fruit is the ikar. The sorof, the sap, is not the fruit. So it's bottled to the tree. So when I'm looking for the perspective of the sap only, this is not the fruit, and only this is the only din Orla belong to fruits, not to something else. But by Shemitah, you don't have to have Kedusha Shemitah only in fruits. Kedusha Shemitah could be in many other things. So here you look at the sap on its own, and you say it has Kedusha Shemitah. So you may let the Gemara say as follows. It could be that even if you pass like Reb Yeshua regarding Orla, that a sap doesn't have the chashivas, the importance of a fruit, but regarding Shemitah, we'll still hold like Tanakamah that the sap does have Kedusha Shvis. And the Gemara brings an example to this according to Reb Chaim. Look at Oichli Be'ema. What about food of an animal? Kedusha Shvis Chala Aleim. The English is Orla Chala Aleim. They have a Kedusha of Shemitah because they're still grown Shemitah, but they don't have Kedusha Orla. It depends on the fruit. So you see over here, there's a difference between Orla and Shemitah. This is the way Reb Chaim explains the sugya. There's other gusas, many of them before Shahir explain. The Gemara just says there's a difference between which type of sap. The sap that we're talking about by us is considered to be kotof. Kotof is a certain type of tree. It's the tree called balsamum. There you're saying that the sorof, the sap, is more important. And therefore has dusha shvis. By Orlo, we talk about other trees, and there the sap is not important, and that's how the other before you explain the first answer of the Gemara. And according to that, then the Gemara speaks of Oichli Be'ema, brings a second answer, which is more similar to Reb Chaim. Continues the Gemara, it says, Omar of Avin, Isla Choyre. I have another Rayo. Reb Shimon and Reb Yeshua are now in the same Shito. It says the Gemara that from Kesem on the base. Reb Yeshua Omro Shmuel. Reb Shimon Mishun Garme Omro. Reb Yeshua says, Shamati, I heard it. Meaning he had some kind of a Kabbalah, that he was a Kabbalah regarding the union of Orla. Reb Shimon says on his own. If Reb Shimon and Reb Yeshua say the same thing, Reb Shimon should also have a Shmuel. You see, it's not the same Shita. So the Gemara goes on and asks now that we're telling that Reb Yeshua, we spoke about Reb Yeshua, speaking about the sap, that he said the sap that comes out of the leaves, comes out of the branches, doesn't have din of Orla. But if it comes out of the fruit, it does have. How do we understand that? Says the Gemara, Lama, Sorv Piri or Pagin Piri? Meaning, do we say that the sap itself has a din of a fruit? Sap coming out of the pagim, which means unripe fruit, is that considered to be fruit itself? And that's the first option, sorah of peri, the sorah is the fruit. Or pagim peri, no, or not. The sap is not a fruit itself. But because it comes out of the fruit, it's also the same issur as the fruit. And the more explains what's the difference between the two options. In tamar sorah peri, if you want to tell me that the sap is a fruit, also can be trumo, and the correct issur is asur. Meaning, so then, if it comes out of trumo, we'll have the same din. The same way you have in issur trumo on a fruit, you'll have a issur trumo on the sap of the fruit, because that's also part of the fruit. But if you tell me the fruit is only the fruit, the sap is only because it comes from the fruit, asake b'truma mutter. So you can enjoy in truma, because by truma, you're allowed to enjoy truma. You're not allowed to eat truma, but you're allowed to enjoy truma. So if the sap is not the fruit itself, so you're not benefiting from the fruit itself, you're not eating the fruit itself. You're eating only enjoyment that comes from the truma. So that's mutter. By arli have isur hana, you can't enjoy anything. So therefore, if I'm telling you that you're not allowed to enjoy the fruit, I now enjoy not the fruit and not anything that is beneficial from the fruit. But by trumo, you're not allowed to enjoy the fruit itself. But whatever comes out from the fruit, you're allowed to. So the question is, what is the sap? Is the sap the fruit or only when it comes out from the fruit? Nefkamina legabe trumo. Says the Gemara, not why. The Gemara concludes, lama shanoyos trumo muteres, vanoyos orlo surul. Enjoying a trumo is mutter, the enjoyment of orlo is usur. The Gemara goes on and quotes the end of the Mishnah, Yilka de Saveret, that if you put in a rose into oil, so if the rose is new, meaning of the seventh year, and you put it into oil of the sixth year, you just take out the rose. But if it's the opposite, meaning the rose is of the seventh year, and the oil is of the eighth year, so then it's all usur. So Gemara's bother, what will be the difference? Says the Gemara. Hocha atamad Yilka de Saveret. In the first case, when the rose is of the seventh year, put into oil of the sixth year, you just take out the rose, and you're allowed to enjoy the oil. But here, by when we have the rose of the seventh year, into the oil of the eighth year, you have to be varied. What's the difference? Rav B'Shem Yochanan trained Tanoyin Inun. Says, yeah, it's Machlokes Tanoyin. The Machlokes says, when you have a rose of Shemitah in the oil of not Shemitah, do you see the oil becomes also or not? And that's the machlekes over here. Some want to say it's the same machlekes that we saw just before, which we're going to learn in the next parak. The machlekes, if we say the machlekes of Gamliel and other Tanoim, do we say that the zman habiur of one item of shvis influences the other items that are together, pickled together? Some say it's a different machlekes. We're not going to go into this right now, but it is a discussion regarding how does one influence the other. Here you have a rose, which is Shemitah, and you have oil, which is not. So machlekes tanoim, does the oil become asur or not? The first Tana says you put the oil of the sixth year, and into that you put the rose of the seventh year, the oil is still okay. And that will be the same thing if the oil will be of the eighth year. And the second Tana says that if you put the rose of the seventh year into the oil of the eighth year, so oil, everything is asur, and the same thing will apply when the oil of the sixth year. Two tanoim, even though they speak about two different cases. Says the Gemara, Omar b'zeiro, says b'zeiro, Yechil ani potar lohoin vered betray patre. That's the Gersa of Rav Chaim. I could explain in two different reasons. I mean, it could be the same Tana, but there's two different cases. And in the case of the rose of the seventh year into the oil of the sixth year, it will be mutter the oil. And the case of the rose of the seventh year into the oil of the eighth year will be aser. Why? Veret chodosh shekov shabeshemin yoshon. What is it? Veret shashviz shekov shabeshemin shishis. You take the rose of the seventh year and you put it into the oil of the sixth year. The yoshon bechodosh. What is yoshon bechodosh? Veret shviz is the rose of the seventh year. Shekov shabeshemin shashviz. You put it into the oil of the eighth year. So according to Reb Chaim's explanation, what the Gemara is saying over here, that's the understanding we had till now. That's exactly the same understanding. We also understood that chodosh biyoshon means a rose of the seventh year into the oil of the sixth year. And Yashar B'chadosh means a rose of the seventh year into the oil of the eighth year. So what does the Gemara change over here according to Reb Chaim? What we're changing is exactly when the case is happening. The case of the rose of the seventh year into the oil of the sixth year, we're talking during the year of Shemitah. Meaning, you didn't get yet to the time of beer. So what do? You take out the rose, and you throw the rose away when the beer comes. And the oil which is left is fine. Because the oil is not chayav beer. I got a little taste of the rose, that's fine. As long as you take the main thing, which is the rose, and you mevar it, the oil you could keep. But the case of the end of the Mishnah, that you have the rose of the seventh year into the oil of the eighth year, we're talking that you already reached the eighth year. That means you're already past the time of Biur. If you pass the time of Biur and you didn't do the mitzvah of Biur, the rose becomes asur. Not only do you have to get rid of it, but it's asur legame. And when it's asur, then it does influence the oil and makes the oil asur as well. So the difference is that during the seventh year, the vered is not asur. You just have to get rid of it. So as long as I come and take the vered out, I got rid of it. But in the eighth year, the vered becomes asur, and then the oil becomes asur as well. This is the way Reb Chaim learns the sugya. Just to mention that others want to say the Gemara did not understand what does it mean. Chodesh b'yoshon, yoshon b'chodesh. The one in the beginning understood that chodesh b'yoshon means a rose of Shemitah in the oil of the sixth year. And yoshon b'chodesh means that you have the oil of Shemitah into, and you put into it a rose which is not Shemitah. And that's how the Gemara is changing in the end. So just to mention that there's other biurim over here in the sugya that are not like Reb Chaim and go in a whole different direction. Hadron Aloch Klagodol, Hadron Aloch Klagodol, that's the end of the seventh parak of Masechet Shviz. And with this we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz, Daf Nun Tes.